Welcome back. Now, here's what I'd like you to do. I'd like, if you would, to write down all of the pain that you presently experience in your life because you don't have the level of financial abundance that you truly deserve. In other words, what are you losing right now? What are you missing out on? What's it costing in your life not to have financial abundance? In other words, our goal here is to not just be intellectual, but to really get ourselves to experience once and for all a tremendous amount of pain from not having finances. So really go into your gut, go into your core and say, okay, what are things I really want to do or be or share or create or give or make that I cannot do right now because I don't have financial abundance? I've got enough finances to get by, or I've got a, you know, maybe even worse, you're comfortable. That's really a death rattle in terms of finances. But what are some of the things beyond that that you're missing out on? Maybe just the self-esteem of knowing that you can create as much as you want in an instant. What is it that you're missing out on? I'm going to give you about 2.5 minutes to do this. So please begin now. Remember, while you're doing this, make it compelling. What are some things you'd really like to do in your life that you can't do? Think about how much pain that could generate if you really focused on that enough. Normally, you don't pay attention. Do you ever have to say, someday, honey, we'll do that? How does that make you feel? Or someday, son, someday, daughter, yeah, I'd really like to do this, but we just can't do it right now. Maybe later, maybe sometime, and yet in your feeling, in your gut, you don't think it'll ever happen. What's some of the pain you experience because you don't have massive financial abundance? What's it costing you in your life? What could you do to develop yourself if you had more money and you're missing out on it now? What could you do for your favorite foundation or your favorite charity? Would you like to buy something? Is there somebody in your family who's suffering right now financially and you're unable to help them? How does that make you feel to know you don't have the money to help them? Someone need medical care? Would you like to be able to purchase a nicer home or something like that for family members, a mom or a dad? Would you like to take better care of your grandparents but can't because you just don't have the financial abundance? Is there a school you like to send your children to, but you just can't, again, because there isn't enough money? What are some of the prices you pay every single day because you don't have enough money? What are some of the things you really want, but you've had to settle for second best because you didn't have financial abundance? Is there a studio you'd like to build, and you can't do that, so you got to go somewhere else? Are you having to live in a neighborhood that is not supportive of your own values simply because of economic necessity? How does that make you feel, knowing that you have to do that? Make sure as you write these down, you really feel the pain. I know that doesn't sound very nice, but the way we change is link pain to something. Get it out on the table. Okay. So what we've done here, if we've done it effectively, is gotten your brain to begin to associate major pain to not having money. Now you might say, well, Tony, I already had that. Well, maybe. But maybe it was like you had one thought at a time. What we want to do is intensify the feeling of pain so your brain will finally say, I've had it. No more. I've got to have money. So what's on your list? Is it compelling enough? When I have people do this many times, they'll tell me things like, well, gosh, you know, not having money means I don't have time with my kids. Or not having money means I can't live with my son or daughter. Or not having money means I can't get them the kind of childcare they really deserve, and I'm busy working too, and I don't know what to do. That's pretty strong pain. That'll get somebody motivated real quick. Remember, we'll do more to avoid pain than we will to gain pleasure, so put it on yourself. Some people say just the pressure of the bills themselves, that is so painful. Having people calling you up again and again saying, hey, you got to handle this thing. That does it for some people by itself. Or maybe in this society where 1 out of 2 people end up in divorce, some people are having to support 2 households. And they think about the pain they have in that they can't have the lifestyle they want because they can barely take care of themselves after taking care of somebody else. For other people, it's saying, you know, I can't do it. or I'll do it later, but knowing in their heart that later may never come. That's pain. Or maybe for you, it's just the pain of knowing somebody who really deserves help, and you just can't do it because you don't have the money. Or maybe it's the inability to travel or visit the places you'd really like to, or maybe visit some people. I know some people have made on their list things like, I just don't have the money to even go visit the grandparents who are about to pass away. I know I need to be there, but I just can't because I'm busy and I have to keep working, or because I don't have the money to even get there. Again, this is not negative. This is the most positive thing you can do to yourself. Creating pressure on yourself, massive pressure, where not having money hurts, will make your brain want to change. That's the only way you'll get rid of the sabotage. Does that make sense? So let's go to the second stage. The second stage is, let's just find out what you think of when you think about money itself. So now I'm going to only give you about 60 seconds. But in these 60 seconds, what I'd like you to do is, back in your success journal, just write down anything you think of that you associate to money. If I say to you, money, or a lot of money, I want you to write down what pops up in your head. Just write down singular words that you associate to money. So you've got 60 seconds. Please begin now. Go for it.
This is the end of this link. When you have finished writing your responses, you can continue Tony's process by pressing the next link.